Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Friday, July 25th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. Well, yesterday we had activity in the Earth and we had it with the Sun. So what did we experience yesterday? We did have a couple of C-class flares that were notable. I'll just speak about the notable ones today. And when you looked at the chart, it looked like a bit like a roller coaster. We had a couple of spiky ones at a C8.4 and then a C7.3. We also had a longer duration, 5.8. Again, all in the C-class range, but they were notable and they did occur fairly close to one another. They weren't back-to-back, but certainly enough to note that there was a higher charge of activity from the Sun that was emanating these flares. So some of you may actually have noticed that maybe you felt a little bit more hungry yesterday around the early afternoon. Food went down a little bit easier than normal. So that could have been from that C-class activity that we were having that was a little bit higher. Our current solar wind is 571 kilometers per second. So it's still moderately high. I mean, it's definitely down, but it's still moderately high. KP conditions, or geomagnetic activity on the planet, is still low and to average, hovering around 2 right now. We may see a slight uptick in that today. We had some notable quakes yesterday, fairly close with one another, a 6.1 in Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia, and then at 2237 UTC in the Samoa Islands, there was a 6.6. You know, so something to keep in mind with those two quakes is, you know, we've got this buildup, there's this buildup of pressure, and then there's this release of pressure. So you may feel that within you as well. I did know that there were several people that experienced headaches yesterday, and every single one of them experienced it while they were all with one another. So, you know, it could have been due to these solar energies. It could have been due to, you know, the solar earth connection. It's absolutely possible. But again, if we don't make these things conscious or make these connections, sometimes they just come and go and we have no idea what it may be. But the important part to note there is, how do you feel after? If you are feeling a headache or if you're feeling tension and pressure, is it released after the earthquake? That's the thing to note, because typically if you are feeling those earth energies with these earthquakes, you do feel better after the release. So again, take note of that and take note of the time that those occurred. We are waking up to an active Schumann and went to sleep with an active Schumann. And when I look at it, I say it looks a bit like Christmas. You've got some red, you've got some green, you've got some blue in there, ice blue in there, and some darker blue with some snow being the white. So Earth is definitely feeling this charge right now on a multitude of different levels that could open up intuition for you. You may have had maybe a bit of a restless night in terms of just trying to kind of get a little bit settled. But maybe you slept well throughout the night with the wider activity, and maybe your dreams were more active because, like I said, we've got this active Schumann, and there's definitely we've got quite a bit of white in there. So, you know, obviously that depends upon you know, who you are, how you are, what's happening and going on with you. But I would say, as we wake up to these conditions too, you know, when I see a chart like this, I look at this and go, okay, this is really multifaceted. We pretty much have, you know, everything happening and going on right now. And so great time for, you know, for some of you can just imagine, if you can easily see, you know, those colors of the chakras in your body, or you need a little visual to look at, is today is a great day for balancing and opening those chakras and just, you know, thinking about your whole body self today, you know, your crown. Crown all the way to your root. So really having that in your focal point, that you are a whole body person and being today. Just a small note here. We did have new moon yesterday that fell into the sign of Leo. So great for creativity, great for courage. So maybe a little extra focus on the solar plexus for the courage. It's also a great time for renewal. And alchemy for those of you who make medicine for those of you who are making something that needs to be stored away for maybe 30 or 60 days. Typically, new moons are a great time to make medicine for yourself and your loved ones. And I want to share a wisdom drop for the day today. I was at an elders gathering last night, and there was a reverend that is at one of the local churches. And one of the things that he said that I went to bed with and I woke up with this morning that I think fits perfectly with this new moon in Leo, he said, "We need more people that can be their unapologetic true selves." So I think that's some good advice as we look at everything that's going on today in this new moon in Leo. Don't forget to head over to IET Evolve at Substack to comment or share your questions. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.